But I will start it here.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm glad we edited out that other thing.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 24 of the Octavarius Podcast.
We should start with applause or something, or have like a... I feel like there should be a thing.
No, I think the half-assed yay was funny.
We are here still.
We've got a full house today, so why don't we go ahead and get started. Let's sound off.
I'm Chris.
I'm Nick.
I'm Costello.
I am Tins.
This is Brian.
I'm Scott.
This is Lauren.
Welcome back.
I'm Keith.
I'm Mark.
I'm LP.
I'm Cloud.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Yeah!
Thank you to everybody, first of all, who's been coming to our comedy sports shows. Remember, we are still there Sundays at 7 o'clock all throughout July.
$5.
It's only a $5 show.
$5 off of the all night.
So cheap.
The whole night. I mean, that seems like you guys are getting ripped off at that rate.
And they got a special on, I think it's Old Style for $3. So
Old Style? That's delicious.
Yeah.
old Steely, no expense.
Yeah, pretty cheap, too.
Thanks, everyone, for voting for Bus Cow. You are the champion.
Oh, yeah, congratulations to Keith and Castelvi for... advancing in the duel at Comedy Sports.
Again. Because this is going to be after that.
Yeah. Oh.
No one hears this.
Future time.
And we're already confident.
hope you guys win.
Yeah, me too.
Man. All right. Where's our mailbag? I don't see it.
Mark's got the mailbag, which means it's going to be like at the end of it. Like, what do you think about that? What's up
all
with
right.
that?
This question comes to us from Carolyn Meyer from Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, yeah, I'm from there.
Know her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I love Carolyn.
Like now, I mean, not originally.
And it says, candy is such a fundamental part of every childhood. It's a beautiful thing, both physically and psychologically. How do you guys feel that candy fits into your lives, and how the broader aesthetic of candy has affected your development as a human being?
I'm sorry, Mark, I wasn't listening. Can you read that exactly?
Yeah, it says...
Holy shit, it's catching on fire!
Oh, no! The email! I mean, mail!
I'm eating it now.
Candy,
it was here.
So,
it was
crux is candy, what's up with
candy?
What's up with candy?
So, were you guys... forbidden from candy as kids?
No. I was.
No.
Yes.
You can't do that.
You were forbidden from candy?
No
way.
The sugariest, only the sugariest ones, and like Cookie Crisp cereal
How
and Lucky Charms.
How can you
Chums.
Determine that?
What, Cookie Crisp sucked anyway.
What was the measuring stick for your mom, Mark?
Like she would look at it and see like how many weird pastel colored fictional characters were on the box.
Really?
Be wow. Like, well, like Lucky, I could never have Lucky Charms.
Oh,
what? Wow.
So did you? Were you like excited if somebody had it?
Well, no one ever gave me any until I went to space camp. And then they had Lucky Charms, all you want for breakfast.
Get the fuck out.
Awesome.
Look, astronauts get to eat whatever they want.
And then when I got back,
Tins,
my sisters
incorrect.
Had bought like boxes of marshmallow alphabets, and apparently that was fine.
Your sisters get away with everything, Mark.
It's like a
sitcom. Oh, man.
So everybody else was able to have candy.
No,
Nikula wasn't.
I was not.
You were forbidden? What was your rule?
Well, he's the person who would definitely be forbidden from candy.
Yeah.
As hyper as he is now.
Exactly. I was a really hyper kid growing up. And the way my parents tested it out was just how much... They didn't know like which cereal or like what cookies I should or should not have. But the way they found out is how much I'd run around the house or run around the neighborhood. Like, I would finish eating, like, cereal, and I'd just dart out the door with, like, a broom and would just run around the house.
Why do you have a broom?
Cleaning.
But did they ever realize that it was just you and not food?
They did around high school.
This was the 80s, man. It was different times.
I mean, it's so funny.
Well, because I think they eventually realized that, well, he's talking to people. He's not staying in his room. Just let him have as much sugar as he wants. Because at least he's, I guess, socializing.
Yeah.
Which meant I got free rein on when... You know, remember Girl Scout cookies?
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah.
peanut butter ones?
I remember yes. those.
I would eat those...
chocolate and peanut butter? Yeah.
Or the sandwiches.
The sandwich... I'm talking about just the...
Oh, the sandwich ones.
Yeah.
Those are the best
Those things are awesome.
Ones.
And I would just eat...
See, I like the ones with chocolate and peanut butter.
I'm with you, B-Well.
Yeah.
I like the...
Thin Mints.
Oh, I hate those.
Samoas.
What other cookie types can we think of?
Oh, God.
Chocolate chip.
You want to... That's a whole other podcast.
Oatmeal.
there's a whole evil conspiracy with the Girl Scouts and the
pecan.
But we'll get to that some other week.
I can't wait for Cookie Week.
Cookie Week's coming up.
It's coming up. Yeah, Cookie Week is coming
so,
up.
So did they ever? Did your parents ever admit, like, oh, sorry, Nick, you are just hyper. Sorry about the candy.
They didn't really ever apologize. They just were just like, let's just let him do what he wants to do, and that's it. And then I remember talking to my parents a couple years ago. I was like, because my sister's pregnant, and we're talking about like raising kids. And I was like, well, what was it like raising me when I was younger? And I would run around the house. And my parents were like, well, we just let you do what you wanted to do. We wanted to tell you to shut up, but we thought that would hamper you as like a young individual. So we just were like, let's not censor him. Let's get him. Let's see if he gets all of his energy out. But as some of you guys know from living with me, it just doesn't. I don't really get tired. Yeah. I don't like lie myself.
Like 15 pots of coffee help, I'm sure.
Well, the thing, you don't let yourself get tired.
You
just drink coffee.
That's true.
Now, what age did they let you just go with whatever candy or whatever? When did they give up?
I think it was around like 7th grade.
When so they waited until you were like 12, 13
12,
years
13,
old.
12, 13, yeah.
When did you first try coffee?
I'd be second semester, junior year of college.
Was that when you were actually drinking coffee, or was that when you were taking spoonfuls of coffee grounds and just shoveling it into your mouth in the morning?
You didn't know this, Chris?
I didn't know this.
You would just eat?
He was like an addict.
What's wrong with you?
I lived with him during this year, and I would wake up, and Nick would just be in a bathrobe. You're too lazy to make coffee with just a spoonful of Folgers. You turn around with like the grounds all around my face.
Have you dried coffee grounds?
Just freeze-dried coffee grounds. But okay, Chris, it was okay because he chased it with a spoonful of peanut butter.
Yeah.
No! Makula, explain yourself, damn it.
I hate my life.
I think he's already explained this on the podcast.
Kill me.
I mean, there are just times when I wake up, I don't have time for coffee, but I love coffee, so I'll just be like, I'll just eat. I still do it occasionally where I'll just take a spoon.
I've noticed.
Is that why all that peanut butter's out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's actually good.
Peanut butter fills you up. Like, if I don't, I usually don't eat breakfast in the morning. So, but 3 scoops of peanut butter, and I'm good for like 6 hours.
Scoops. That's it, the end.
Scoops. Not spoonfuls.
Scoops.
Scoops.
I'm imagining like an ice cream.
Yeah. Like that Raisin Bran.
They're large.
It's like two girls, one cup.
So, you're oh,
chunky.
Dude. Oh, man.
Too soon, Castell.
Right. Yeah, those girls soon. Just died.
The thing, though, is I think as a parent, I would certainly limit my kids' candy, because as it turns out, junk food is really addictive. Like, they've done rats, and they've done experiments on rats. They've done experiments on rats, and it turns out junk food's, like, way more addicting than, like, most drugs. Once they get used to, like, rats will get used to, like, eating cheesecake and just, like, sugar and stuff. And then they'll stop running on their little wheel, and then when they try to switch them back to regular rat food, the rats just won't eat it anymore. They don't like the taste of it.
See, I know, as a human,
I gotta disagree with that, like, entirely.
Yeah.
I know scientifically why that works.
What's your science, Keith?
Well, okay,
speak your science, Keith.
So one of the things about the food that humans, evolved through getting... only had, you know, a certain amount of a certain kind of sugar, and that is just the normal carbohydrate sugar that your body turns into useful sugars. So all these sugars that are just compacted is just pure energy, and your body gets this pure energy in a huge amount all at once, especially in candy, that your body, that the humans never had, and your body was never grown to know and be used to. So it's so concentrated with just pure energy, although it's a weird kind of energy, your body just fucking loves it, because it doesn't have to convert to sugars, it just has sugars.
So it's too much good stuff, is what you're saying.
It's too much good
stuff. It's just like AMPM.
Because of that, your body, when you try to switch back to it, doesn't want it, because it's like, why would you do that? You could just give me pure sugar. And that's probably the reasons the mice stopped running, is because they didn't have to run to get their food.
I actually heard a news story, I think earlier this week, involving specifically American pets like American pets, cats and dogs and stuff, are developing specific addictions to sugar and fatty foods, and like they won't go back to their own foods, and now American pets have a fucking obesity problem because they're developing addictions to things that they never ever would have had
in their lives. With sugar,
though? You reward pets for things.
Because their owners are dumb fucks.
You don't give them sugar, though.
Like, you throw them a french fry. Or you throw them a piece of cookie. Or you throw them a corner of your bread.
You throw them a milkshake.
Yeah. Castelvi, my mom.
I'm over frappuccino.
No, you laugh.
Anybody ever had a dog before?
My mom, for like the first 2 years of owning our dog, would on occasion, and when I say on occasion, I mean like probably more than once a week, just make my dog a PB&J sandwich.
That's funny.
Why? That's a peanut funny. Butter and jelly sandwich?
I can totally see this.
She could just put that so shit into like a bowl. Why would she have to make it? Because it's a dog.
Did she cut it into triangles?
So adorable, Tins.
Did she take the crust
off? Like, she could just put peanut butter, jelly, and bread on top. And then it would be the same thing to the dog.
What's your dog's name?
Oh, this is a dumb story, too. My dog's... I got the dog in, like, 7th and 8th grade, you know, when, like, internet... big internet sites were just starting to become big. There was a search engine, you may remember. Probably not, because it wasn't good. Called Lycos.
Lycos dogs.
Yeah, the mascot for Lycos was a small black lab. And the tagline for it was, "Go get it." And I, 7th, 8th grade me, thought it was the cutest thing in the world, so I insisted we name the dog Lycos. Lo and behold, 18 months later, Lycos.com is nothing but obsolete.
But the dog survived.
Barely.
The silly corporate whore lives on.
After all those PB&J sandwiches.
So your mom is going... Lycos, you look hungry, and making a little PB&J sandwich for you.
She would pour just dry cereal into her bowl.
Oh my gosh.
People spoiling Lycos. Their pets, I guess.
Lycos, would you like a cheeseburger? Lycos, would you like some supersized fries?
My grandma used to make cheeseburgers for her dog.
Did anybody? This might also be a stretch, but did anybody else's like parents give their dog like a slice of cake on their birthday?
Yeah.
Or is that weird?
Not cake, dude.
That's bad for dogs.
Look, I know what it is, dude.
You can have ice cream for dogs, and they actually have ice cream for dogs. And different, like, this whole line of foods you can get specifically
but
for
it's,
dogs.
Yeah, but it's specifically you for dogs. Like, there's
this whole type of food that's specific for dogs. It's called dog food. It's so specific for dogs.
This is kind of being tangent-y, but I just remembered something I saw this week in the mall that I have to believe. I saw a place that was born to be, an aid in some sort of wacky prank. There's the Mrs. Fields cookie stand, and right next to the cookie stand, there is a gourmet dog food treat stand with the dog cookies that look exact like they're painted with frosting, and they look like human cookies.
That is
a prank waiting. Like, somebody has to go and say, "Hey, I got everybody a bunch of cookies, man," and then you take out your regular cookie.
It's
and
dog make... food cookies.
Man, these are really good.
Well, actually, they're pretty good, though.
I thought for sure, Chris, you're going to say there was a cookie stand across the way from a cookie trap store where you could buy traps specifically to...
It's just a little bear trap.
Mouse trap or bear trap.
You put it in a cookie jar, and then when you reach in where you're not supposed to, you lose a finger.
Do people actually have cookie jars when they're growing up?
I do at my house.
No. Ooh. I had a cookie jar that was shaped like a wolf, and it was hinged at its neck, and every time it was weird. And every time you opened up its neck, it went until 2 years after we got it, when the battery started to die. So you'd lift the thing up by the front of its neck, and it would just go.
So you don't want to get a cookie. It sounds like you're hurting it.
Who wants a cookie?
He's almost dead.
Are any of you like big sweet tooth people? Big snackers?
Opposite. I hate sweet things.
But do you? But you're not. I never see you gorging on sweets.
No, I usually
like none of you gorge. Do
I don't
you?
Gorge. I usually like keep some chocolate around though for emergencies.
She's a woman.
Daily emergencies.
So,
Girls love sweets.
My father would sit in front of the fridge and just eat like ice cream. He'd like Klondike bars and stuff like
with
that.
With the fridge open?
Yeah, of course.
Just standing in front of the freezer, just shoveling ice cream.
Laughing and talking about how Mark sucks.
He didn't stand.
And he's better than Brian.
He didn't stand. He sat on my step stool.
That's awesome.
But I'll tell you this. In my house, candy and ice cream were readily available to all of us, and my brother and I couldn't give a shit. I don't know what it was. Maybe it's in our genetics, but we always grew up with candy and sweets in the house, always around, and we never gave a damn. And to this day, I'm really not a big candy person. If I'm craving it, maybe. But I can't remember the last time I bought a candy bar.
Yeah.
And I'd have friends come, and they would see the bounty in my home. We would have tubs and tubs, because we wouldn't eat the fucking candy.
Right.
Who cares? It was always there. But my friends would sit in front of the pantry, like my father. But more so than my father, they would just go crazy. And they would look at me like I was nuts. For not eating all the candy in my house.
That's because
I would think, what is wrong with these people?
If you had to choose, what's your favorite candy, Brian?
For me?
Yeah, yeah.
Gosh, you know, if it involves chocolate, preferably a darker chocolate, caramel, and nuts, it would be my favorite. I mean, I always loved the Fannie Mae Turtles. I guess if I'd have to pick one, a Fannie Mae Turtle would be my favorite.
Now, did you have a bunch of Fannie Mae Turtles lying around the house, or were the candies that...
You know what? I generally had a solid amount around, but I rarely ate them. Close enough is a Snickers bar. I can deal with a Snickers bar. Or a Baby Ruth. I just didn't really have a hankering for them. I'd rather eat a good piece of meat. I'd rather eat really fresh, good vegetables.
Yeah, I would too.
Just something that tastes awesome.
See, I used to have an unlimited supply of candy in high school, but that was just because I would steal massive amounts of candy with my friends. And I didn't realize
you were one of those kids that stole.
It didn't feel like stealing at the time. In hindsight, it was certainly stealing.
There was no pay buying.
Can I interrupt you? I'll get right back to you. Just anyone, when you're, and it goes off of what you were saying, in grocery stores, do you guys remember, did you have, like, there's just a big barrel filled with candy, or like
yes.
And you scoop in, and then you put it into a bag.
Good old fashioned penny candy.
I would go in there and eat it. I thought that shit was free when I was like,
you know what? And my mother would let me when I was in the grocery store. They let. Did your mothers ever let you take a piece?
Yeah, they never paid for a piece. That's like how I was. Except I would take, no joke. Well. Okay, the reason why I did it was because it was my buddy worked at By the Way in the mall. They went out of business. And after the story, you could probably tell why.
You stole so much, you ran out of business?
I remember in his last week of working there, we each came in and we were loading up Jewel shopping bags with scoops of candy. And we weighed it. We weighed how much candy we were taking. And I know on the first day, me by myself, I put my bag on a scale... And it was about 21 pounds of candy.
Wait, you went into a store,
and I just walked out.
Weighing 21 pounds worth of candy, and you left, and you didn't think it was stealing at the time.
Because my buddy worked there, and he said it was fine.
Chris, the name of the store has the word buy in it.
and the worst is, my buddy Roger, I got the feeling halfway through that it was bad and I should stop, but I just kept doing it because it was so available.
How old were you?
I was a freshman in high school.
Okay.
I remember one time I was.
So you're old enough to definitely know better.
Well, yeah, especially there's a time I was shoveling candy into a giant bag.
I'm trying to picture how big 21 pounds of candy would
that's
be.
That's so much.
It's a lot.
It's like a Santa Claus barrel of candy.
Do you remember when?
Yeah, and just after this story. I'm sitting there and I'm filling up the bag, and I remember distinctly a little kid went up to Roger at the register and he barely had any money. He pulled out of his pocket a quarter and just put in, it was like 0.05 pounds of candy, and he's like, do I have enough? And I remember Roger, I shouldn't have said his name, but Roger, the bastard that he was, looked at him and weighed it and said, this costs 37 cents. You have 25 cents.
Oh, my goodness.
Put some back.
Are you fucking kidding?
And I just walked out with my bags of candy.
Oh, my God.
And then they went out of business.
Someone had to pay for your goddamn thievery. And if it had to be that little
kid... It was the business. Then you get the moral, they went out.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It was just... But at the time, it was just something we were all able to do.
Chris got away with it.
That's terrible.
And the kids who worked there used to go around to the food court... And they would barter with people in the food court for like free Taco Bell. They would. I remember Roger pulling a bag of Swedish fish out of his coat pocket, and he threw it to them. And they would give him a burger.
Everybody does that. When I worked at an ice cream shop, the manager of the ice cream shop would parlay Sundays for Pizza Hut pizzas.
Brian, can I interrupt
you? It's still a crime.
You can interrupt me anytime you want.
Like, how many people here worked at an ice cream shop at one time?
I had two best friends that did, so I can't.
Technically, we sold ice cream.
I didn't realize how many, because you just said you worked at an ice cream. I know Tins did. Yeah.
Restaurant with ice cream.
I served ice cream at Potbelly.
I can make a perfect cone.
Okay,
you know?
Go on, continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was it.
One time we snuck into an ice cream shop after hours.
God damn it.
Wait, explain.
So my friend, who shall not be named,
Roger.
You and Roger.
Me and Roger decided that we wanted a midnight ice cream snack.
How old are you, Lauren? At the
18,
time, not now.
Probably, okay. Probably like 17 or something like that.
So you snuck in to have sex in the ice cream parlor?
No.
Make out a little bit.
Wait, so you're an adult and you're gonna break into this ice cream stop and steal?
Why aren't you just
maybe I was in between like 16 and 18. I don't know. Anyway, okay.
It's a big gap.
17.
I was in high school.
17. I
guess. Yeah.
So you're 17.
And my friends who worked there had a key that they gave her just for like emergencies, blah blah blah, you know. So but we knew that once in a while that the owner would go there and like would do like creepy weird things, and like one time they found the owner like sleeping in there, so it was really risky.
Creepy and weird.
Ew.
Illegal.
Yeah. So we went in there, we had to be all quiet and like try to see if anybody was in there when we went in, and there was in the whole front of the store was like a glass window, and anyways, so we get our ice cream, we get out, then we like something weird happened, like we saw somebody coming by with a light and we got freaked out.
Flashlight?
Yeah.
But did you not see it and he saw it and he was like, quick, let's take off our pants and hide.
Roger's a girl in this.
Yeah, Roger's
a girl. Did she say take off your pants?
It's Rogerella. Roger Ellie.
To make the story short, I am horrible at sneaking in places, apparently. I'm not stealthy. Because
by sneaking, you mean breaking and entering and stealing from.
Lauren Imany, are not stealthy?
What about all those drinks you never knocked over?
Yeah. I can't. Lauren, I can never imagine you entering a place without spilling something when you walk in.
That's why I think I'm like Tox from Harry Potter. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Okay, wait.
Wait, you're like who from Harry Potter?
You can't throw out your bullshit references and then do it so quick like everybody knows what that is.
You said Tonks, right?
Yeah.
You could not possibly get more obscure.
I mean, yeah,
you wouldn't fit a Metamorphosis character anyway.
What?
Metamorpho is what they were? Yeah,
yes.
I believe so.
That would be awesome.
God damn.
You're like Tonks.
So candy.
Because she always knocks over everything. She's very klutzy.
Yeah,
but she's fun. She has like the pink
She gets married under the moonlight to Robert Patterson.
Oh, yeah.
So what happened? Did you get caught? Did you get ice cream? Did you have sex?
I got freaked out and we ran out there and I left the ice cream scooper. I put it in a drawer.
You didn't. Come on.
A random drawer.
And did it have ice cream in it?
It was like.
Oh, no.
And there was a condom around the ice cream.
Yeah.
My friend had to cover up the next day. When the owner found a dirty ice cream, like, you know, gross.
Who is responsible for this?
What's going on? This wasn't here. Because, like, even the drawer, I think, was left open. So, like,
a jar.
It was, yeah, a jar.
When I was sleeping here, I didn't notice this.
I didn't put this in the cash register.
It wasn't like they found a severed hand in the place, though.
he probably would have just said, like, who did this? And everyone could have just said, I don't know, who cares?
See, if I was the owner, I would think that someone was high or something if they did that. I was like, who got high and put the ice cream in?
Yeah, especially if it's warm and melted, you don't know how long it's been there.
Yeah, I would be like, somebody got high in my ice cream store.
Yeah, let it go.
God damn it.
It happens.
I'd be like, guys,
quit. Someone got high in my store.
Quit with getting high in my store.
Well.
I mean, that's what I would think, but I wouldn't I would probably expect my employees to be high if they worked at an ice cream store.
I don't think he's
I guess that's the correlation from how many people work at that.
Yeah,
ice cream stores.
I want to bridge the gap now between this candy and cookies because we got into cookies.
I hope you're talking about Twix.
God, I hope you're talking about
like Biwo. I appreciate the taste of a good steak over that of any candy, but always had a lot of candy and a lot of cookies at the ready, and I never understood like we have so much candy and cookies, and I didn't know why until I caught on that my parents just love cookies. And when I say love cookies, I mean they eat a package of cookies a day.
I love that. That's awesome. I never knew that about your parents.
What
I
cookies
love that.
Are
That's
in so their cabinets? Cool.
They enjoy Vienna fingers.
Oh yeah.
Those are the ones that there's a package a day for sure gone. And
I can just see your mother being like, these
she
cookies
has,
are
she has
so
a,
good.
A package that is in her car, a package that is at
school, oh
my
God,
and a package
that's wonderful.
That is at home in the microwave because my parents use the microwave like it's a cabinet.
That's like a drug.
which is infuriating.
Why?
There are
I've never heard of anything.
Listen to this. There's two boxes of cookies, three loaves of bread, some hamburger, hot dog buns,
no.
and also some random other bullshit crackers.
In the microwave?
In the microwave at any given time.
What if it's a microwave?
How can you fit that much?
That's
why?
Exactly right, Cloud. What if I do have to microwave
what if you have
something?
A lean cuisine?
What if I want to make...
Is it just for storage?
What a wonderful personality thing.
Because,
that's a crazy
because,
work.
Because,
that's great.
Because they have too much stuff to fit into their cabinet space, which is mostly because they don't throw away stuff in the cabinet space. And they don't keep things cleaner in the cabinet space. So they just have to use the microwave as the cabinet. And it's also because... We have Tasha, which is our black lab tins, who is the most spoiled dog in the history of the world. And if you leave anything in open space in my house, not behind a door, she will get it, take it outside, and destroy it. Thus being a point what happened to one of my retainers.
So, Keith,
oh my God.
Keith,
and finally it comes
out. Do your parents, like when they run out of room in their closet, just put clothes in the bathtub? And like, it's just like, you gotta put it somewhere.
Well, yeah, because all the closet space is taken up by cookies.
I mean, yeah, I guess they'd have more cabinet space if they didn't have to make room every week for at least 7 boxes of cookies.
So, with your parents being such cookie fans, I'm just curious, do they have a stance on Fig Newtons?
They don't like Fig Newtons.
Oh. What?
They don't like Fig
it's
Newtons.
It's not a cookie. Not a cookie.
Yeah.
They have
Chips Ahoy, they have Oreos, they have Vienna Fingers, they have those giant boxes of giant cookies that Meijer makes and sells.
Yes.
If you've ever
seen that.
The oatmeal chocolate chip being a favorite.
That one's awesome.
It's healthy,
it's got oatmeal.
They have my dad. They also have Mr. Good Bars and peanut M&Ms for every like road trip we do.
Nice.
It is
Mr. Good Bar.
Yeah, the peanut.
Yeah.
It's, like it's all peanut candy.
I never knew people.
Candy.
Those were always the part of Hershey's Miniatures.
If I could bridge the gap between cookie and meal once more.
Yeah.
Do you remember that time you had pizza and cookies together?
It wasn't. It wasn't cookies. What was it? It was pizza and cookies, but it tasted. Like
I think you said apricot.
Yeah,
it did though.
Yeah, it
was, wait, I remember that. I was there too.
I think we have video of that, but I think I'm going to delete it at your request.
There's no proof.
Yeah, well, I decided it would be a good idea to eat a triangle of cookie and a triangle of pizza in the same bite.
It makes sense.
Pizza and cookie. I don't know why we did it. We're dumb.
Because similar shapes taste similar.
Was I there, or did I just...
Yeah, you were there.
Yeah, you were upset because you ruined a perfectly good cookie that you made.
That's what it was. You ruined a perfectly good cookie.
No, I didn't know because we all discovered that I was right.
Be well with this point,
else
by the way.
Tried it. Everybody
is walking around the room completely non-caring about the placement of the microphone.
Well, I moved to this one, so now I'm sharing it with like 9 people.
Some pepperoni, slice of pepperoni.
Seriously, I remember that night. That was a
chocolate
wild
chip cookie.
Night.
You
why
were in a Chewbacca
suit.
A
pepperoni,
no,
piece of pepperoni,
no.
Or
a
I respect your food exploration because I know that a Wendy's chocolate frosty goes extremely well with
okay
bacon cheese.
All right, Jesus Christ. To be fair, all right, before we get started, Cloud, this is the second time that you brought this up about how dipping food into frosties is good.
Oh,
man.
Wait,
like
that's
fine.
French fries
and a frosty.
I just want to note that I noticed your tire. You're lobbying for it.
She has a very pro-frosty agenda.
Salty food
in
Sweden
is good. I used to be very against it. Like, you do not mix a dessert item with, you know, like chicken nuggets, and I thought it was gross, but then I tried it, and
it's
it was delicious.
And you love it.
That's good. A lot of the time, it's good.
I do. I really enjoy having a nice ice cream cone, but what I enjoy more is just chocolate. I love.
Yeah, you love chocolate.
Are you a dark chocolate or a milk chocolate?
I like both. But really? I don't like the fuss and the muss. I mean, I'll have a Milky Way now and then. With all
the
nougat.
I don't like no
muss. What the hell's the muss?
It's the peanuts and the nougat and the.
You don't got time for that.
Wait, I'm gonna go grab the Scrabble dictionary real quick and look up the definition of the word muss.
So
Tins has actually left his station and is going to the Scrabble board.
Yeah, all right,
got
here we
it
go.
Tins is now walking around
he
the room.
He said, "Here we go," as if he was
going
to turn right to the page.
So while Tins looks that up, OP, you like both kinds of chocolate?
I love milk and dark.
Oh, Tins
but
looks very disappointed.
What about white chocolate?
Everyone,
they
shut
love
up!
White chocolate.
White
chocolate.
Wait,
chocolate.
You
love guys,
them,
guys.
Okay. Tins has the answer.
I don't like the answer.
So like muss up their hair?
Muss. Well, muss is a verb meaning to mess.
Yeah. They're messing up my fucking chocolate.
The fuss and the mess.
All right, whatever. I'll allow it.
Yeah. It's in Scrabble dictionary, dude. You're out of luck.
Brand of chocolate do you like?
Dove.
Yes, Dove dark chocolate.
Dove dark chocolate. Vanilla ice cream bars are to die for.
Yes, they are.
They are the one. They're one of the few sweet things that I really, really like.
With the vanilla ice cream in the middle,
yeah,
right? And
yeah,
the
that's where it would be.
Sometimes they have all the different types of ice cream inside
them. I
specifically said vanilla.
I know a candy bar which I believe is nobody's favorite.
What?
Well, except for one.
There's
guy.
There's a lot of people.
Go for it.
I never meet anyone who just loves Three Musketeers bars the best.
I love Three Musketeers.
Those are your favorite?
If it's not solid milk chocolate,
it's
then it's three. It's got a little bit of muss.
Because other than you,
it's just got the nougat. It's very simple chocolate nougat.
The only guy I knew who Three Musketeers were his favorite were my band director, who was discovered to be a child predator. Who lost his job.
Are you
so
trying
to
say something about LP?
I'm just trying to say something about what I know about people who prefer Three Musketeers.
Yeah. Actually, you know what?
I said
an ex-boyfriend whose favorite chocolate bar was.
I know a candy that no one ever likes. Rolos.
Rolos fucking rule.
They're the scum of the Halloween bin.
The microphones just exploded.
Which is the ones that come in like a centipede bag and they're like little circles?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are those
Rolos?
Those are sixlets.
They don't like sixlets?
No, of course not.
Okay,
fuck sixlets.
All right.
Rolos are the little ones.
I was thinking of sixlets.
Somebody,
Rolos suck too.
Somebody describe a Rolo to me. I don't think of
a
Rolo.
I think it's a circle.
A Rolo is a cylinder, but it's not a cylinder.
It's an imperfect
cylinder. It's an imperfect cylinder going from a bigger circle to a smaller circle. And it is a chocolate shell filled with the most velvety of caramel world has ever seen. And it is my father's favorite candy.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I think it's up there. It's one of the other things I really enjoy. Although I really can't have more.
Keith, I make it a point every 3 months to buy at least one packet of Rolos.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm serious.
When do you do that?
When I go to Jewel, do groceries, I'll buy
it. I have never seen you buy Rolos.
I eat them in the car. I eat them like real quick because they'll melt.
I can't even believe it.
And the best part is you get a lot of them.
Well, the nice thing about Rolos is they do take a lot of time to process. You can't just plow
like
through
a pack
of Rolos.
You gotta plan
like
your
day.
Bag.
Yeah.
So LP, when you're done shopping, you reward yourself
with
a candy
treat. I wonder who else does that.
I will say.
Here comes Mark.
Target, new favorite. They have dark chocolate and white chocolate Kit Kats now.
Boom.
Oh, I've never seen them anywhere else except the Target checkout. White chocolate, although I was just informed, is not real chocolate.
It's not.
No.
Why did they get to call it chocolate?
Would anyone say that they prefer white chocolate to chocolate?
Sometimes.
I would say definitely.
White chocolate is actually made from extracts of the cocoa bean, but is not actually chocolate. Huh. It's like cocoa butter, I think, and it's a mixture of cocoa butter and something else. It's not chocolate at all. The chocolate part is that's what's left when you remove it. Sort of like when you make cheese and you have shit left over, you can still eat it. Still good, but not cheese.
Yeah. That cheese curd. Shit.
That delicious
cheese curds, which are also delicious.
They're very delicious, but they're not just cheese.
Yeah.
Do anyone have any other obscure candies? I'm thinking of Halloween bottom of the bag candies. Shut up, Lauren! God damn it!
I can't
really?
I want to know
honey
candies. Lauren, like there's dots.
Dots.
But my father liked. But my father liked dots.
Dots are shit. Yeah.
Which ones? Are those the ones on the paper where you tear it up and you get paper?
Yeah, they're. I think candy corn was my least favorite.
What's dots are the gummy candy.
Are
you talking about the polka dots on a strip?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, there's the,
oh, those are, yeah, those are awful.
I forgot. That
there's the candy called dots.
Yeah, you're right. There is candy called dots.
Those
are
the shit.
Nah, they're both pretty loud.
What's, does anyone remember? There's like, I can't remember it completely, but I know that one of the candies is a banana. Shaped
runts.
Oh god, chewy runts.
Yeah, I hate
you guys.
You know what's so funny is like, for no matter what fucking candy you can come up with, there's somebody that loves it.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
And identifies.
Tim's got one.
Bring it.
I'm
he's
going out.
He's rocking
the
mic.
Okay.
It's that time.
It's that time again.
Here we go.
Hey everybody.
Has anybody had those candies that are really a piece of wax with some sort of liquid bullshit in it?
You know, Tins, my friend Hank's mother, that's her favorite candy.
No way!
Yeah, no kidding.
What are these ones? They got wax on them?
They're like wax soda bottle shapes. Typically.
Oh, yeah, those are gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, you twist off the cap, kind of like a soda bottle, I guess, and there's liquid bullshit.
But you can eat the wax.
Do you guys remember?
You don't want to eat the wax part. It's made of wax.
You chew the wax part. You don't eat the wax part.
Do you guys remember, like, on Halloween, when you were a kid, and, you know, like, I know when I was a kid, I had, like, a little pumpkin basket, and then, like, one year, someone just brought a pillowcase.
I was that kid.
I brought the pillowcase.
I
brought two.
Fuck this shit. I'm bringing up my damn pillowcase.
I got my candy stolen.
I doubled my candy intake.
Halloween has gotten way shitty on candy since we were little kids.
Yeah.
The trick-or-treating hours, there's such strict hours.
They've
you can only go
now. They never
for, like, 2 hours. I helped this past year. I helped my parents pass out candy on Halloween, and barely any kids came, and half of them didn't even say trick or treat.
Yeah,
they didn't even say trick or treat. And like, I would tell them, like, because if they came up and they didn't say trick or treat, I'd say, "Aren't you supposed to say something?" And if one of them said trick or treat, you'd get candy. One kid told me, "I'm not saying trick or treat."
Wow.
I go, "Well, then you don't get any candy. Have a good Halloween." I closed the door. Like, what the hell is wrong with you?
What is, like, the best Halloween candy you guys ever got?
Well,
or, like, thing for Halloween?
It would only be size. Because did anyone have that house that gave away full bars?
Yes.
Like,
that,
and I would go there, like, three times.
Oh, yeah.
I remember there was one house in my neighborhood that I didn't know the kid that well, but his dad worked for Biwo, the No Yolks like egg noodle company.
Yep.
He worked for No Yolks, like he had a fairly high up position there.
That's awesome.
So kids that came to the door would receive a full bag of egg noodles.
That's hilarious. Here you go, kids. Some noodles.
I got.
I did know I had a friend that said, "Oh, you need to trick or treat in my neighborhood." He lived in the nicest part of Inverness, in South Barrington.
Yeah, I went there sometimes.
Big houses there.
Castles.
And the dude that owned Gummy Bears lived there.
Oh, no.
So
So Stan Gummy Bear?
Damn it!
So we went to Stan Gummy Bear's house.
And, Dr. Stan
Mr. Gummy Bear, please!
And we would say, trick or treat, Mr. Gummy Bear, trick or treat! And he gave everybody like a fucking half pound of gummy bears.
Like 21 pounds.
Here you go, kids.
I was hoping it was like a teddy bear sized gummy bear.
Yeah. Also,
can you imagine being Mr. Gummy Bear on Halloween? Wow. What a fucking day for you.
How awesome
is your day on Halloween? You know everybody.
Great improv team name as well. Trick or treat Mr. Gummy Bear.
Trick or treat Mr. Gummy Bear.
Did you guys
see
that?
A play.
He had the best time.
I just moved recently with Castelvia and Nick, and as I was moving, my mom was helping me go through some stuff. And
some emotional stuff
and I was just
I know
I was
how
like,
do we
I'm
get
putting,
past this
I was moving stuff to the side where I wasn't gonna take with me, and she got mad at me. She like fucking yelled at me because I was gonna throw away my first Halloween bag that I ever used and that I've had since. She was like, this is the one you had when you were a baby, when you were 1 year old. How are you going to throw that out? Aww. I was like, I don't care about it, man.
Take it, Ma.
Well, she wouldn't take it. I was like, well, then you have it. She's like, no, because what if you need it for next Halloween?
My parents the opposite. Oh,
25.
That would be so cute for her.
I have a question, actually, about Halloween, because I grew up in Tennessee. Yeah. And, you know, houses aren't as packed together as they are here. You know, you really, mm-hmm. really, you guys don't have yards. Not the way I grew up knowing what a yard is.
Fucking brag about
deal
it.
Deal with
it. I have
Dude,
plenty
these
of
yards.
Yards
do not suffice for kids.
Yeah, what's
we
that?
Didn't have swimming holes either. We went to the pool. What's your point, kid?
We got swimming pools in our friends' houses, girl.
We had miniature golf
we
courses
don't have
we could just go to.
Your question.
Yeah, my question is, I on some Halloweens walked miles and miles and miles for my candy. Like, what was your range? Where would you go?
I'd be done after one subdivision because it'd take like 6 hours.
My neighborhood was full of cul-de-sacs, man.
Me and my friends, we were hardcore about it. We would have the mom like be at the other side of the subdivision and be like, meet us there, and then she'd drive us to the different subdivision.
Damn,
we
had a mom. That's hard.
I
had a problem with that.
Lauren, you just made me remember a moment in my trick-or-treating history.
Uh-oh.
It was a terrible thing that I've done.
As she laughs adorably.
It was me and my friend Kelly, and I want to say like a couple of people, my friend Jen,
and let's say Roger.
This is Cloud's new segment, The Cutest Catastrophe.
It was near the end of the night, and like, you know, so trick or treat hours are slowly winding down. We had to hit up these certain houses, and our friend Kelly like tripped and sprained her ankle.
Oh no!
She was like on the curb, like needing help and like probably crying. And I just remember like having a little meeting, be like, "All right, we have two choices."
What do you mean? You have two choices.
Help your friend or wait there with your friend while someone else gets help, right?
I hope one is put her out of her misery.
Like, we can either stop and, like, help out Kelly, take her back to the house, or two, finish up these houses and rock this out.
Let's rock this out, Roger.
You're a little asshole. But of course you stayed with Kelly,
what did
Roger.
You do? We just finished trick-or-treating.
That
was close.
A true trick-or-treater.
Yeah.
A true trick-or-treater right
there.
It was terrible. Like, we met up with her later, but like, yeah, that definitely happened.
Hey,
you met up with her later while she was sprawled on the street?
Blood everywhere.
Did you give her all your crappy candy to like compensate for it? It's like, sorry you missed out on the trick-or-treating.
Here's some runts.
Yeah, here's some of this. I don't really like... You know,
I saved you these Mary Janes and pennies.
I'm mad for like a day to a week.
So, like, how old was everyone when they stopped trick or treating? What's too old to trick or treat?
High school.
Junior.
I stopped in seventh grade.
I was 14.
Yeah, I totally made it to like freshman year just because me and my buddies wanted candy.
We would dress up still though. Like we put in effort.
Yeah,
We understood.
I go to like a party though.
That's
too.
What I do. Seventh grade, like, I stop trick or treating. Started going to parties.
Like, let's hit on a block and get some candy. Let's go to this party.
Yeah. I think
totally first like made out with a girl at a Halloween party.
I made out with a girl at a Halloween party.
Yeah. Made out with a girl while trick or treating.
I didn't do that.
You made out with a girl while trick or treating.
I was just trying to sound cool.
Like, how did you make that happen?
That's awesome.
I was in a
ring the doorbell and we would make out until they would come with the candy.
Wait a moment.
Sexy,
Lauren,
sexy story.
You made out with a dude while trick or treating?
Yeah.
Skank.
How the fuck is that?
Whoa.
That's pretty bad.
You just said it trying to sound cool. That's really only
I say it all in love.
Skank,
I say
I'm pretty
it in
sure in 24 podcasts, that's the first skank.
Wait, I Lauren. Am not by any
means. I am not.
No, you're totally not.
Did he give you candy for it?
Well, no, it was my boyfriend at the time.
Oh, okay.
We were too old pretty much to go trick-or-treating, so I think we only did it a little bit.
You were like, hey, and made out in front of children.
I was, at that point, I was like, I was not concerned about the candy.
Hey, baby,
I was like
big
really excited
Tootsie Roll
to be with
my
new boyfriend.
Tootsie Roll.
So I think like our first kiss was like Halloween.
I got a roll of fun.
Were you like,
in the middle of trick-or-treating.
No, were you dressed as like a mummy and he was like a Ninja Turtle?
He was Austin Powers.
My dad made me the coolest costume in the goddamn world.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait. Should we hold
I think I'd compete with
Halloween
my mother.
We can go to it.
I mean, Halloween's a ways away.
Don't forget.
Go for it, Keith.
Yeah, do it, Keith.
It was... The costume was Mr. Balloon Head.
And what are you talking about?
That's like one of those fake Adam Sandler characters.
It is.
Yeah. And you guessed it. It's just making a hat and attaching a balloon to it, drawing a face on it, and putting a coat over your face.
I would not have guessed that, actually.
So that it just looks like a man whose head is a little bit awkward, awkwardly too high. Obviously, it's a fake head, but the head's a balloon.
You know what, King? I'm noticing a pattern with your family. It's the... Your parents, not just build your own miniature golf course. Here's a balloon. Just put it on your head. I don't think they ever just wanted to buy anything. They're like, just do this.
No, I was the third boy. They were out of money.
They're like, I got to pay
on
your
cookies.
Teeth.
Yeah.
My older brother, my dad helped to make a baseball card. They projected a baseball card outline onto a piece of cardboard, and they drew it out, and Brian and him painted it in. And on the back, they wrote the stats for that player. So he went and he wore it like they were like shoulder straps. So like it was like a signboard. So there was a sign in the front and a sign in the back. And I thought that was like the coolest.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
So he wasted all the good ideas on your brother. And
then
he gets to you.
Mr. Balloon
Head.
And that was only because his brother David had been Mr. Balloon Head a couple years ago.
You're not wrong.
That's right.
Are you kidding me?
Get the fuck out of here.
I guarantee you, every single Habersburger boy was Mr. Balloon Head one year.
It's like it's a joke that your dad just wants to keep up at that point. I got him to do it. Yeah, Keith, finally.
Well, he's seven. You know what that means, Martha.
I spent 30 cents on 3 different Halloween outfits. I saved the original bag of balloons. Spread it out
for
7 years, across 7 years.
I love Halloween.
Mr. Balloon Head? That's fucking retarded.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Did you get more candy for a more creative costume?
Honestly, yeah. People loved it.
I'm Mr. Balloon Head.
How
I also went as cousin. I just looked through the buttons. I just held it across. I'd walk, and then you lose your sight for the presentation. You want yourself to not have a face. You can say, I'm Mr. Balloon Head. Trick or treat. And just hold it out and hope they throw the candy in my bag so I can't see. So I just have to wait till I feel candy hit the bottom of the bag.
Do you think I'd be able to handle that much candy now?
I
never ate it.
I don't know how I did it. That was the
candy.
One splurge I had. It's just right after Halloween night. Dump it out, eat it.
Yeah.
You gotta go through it all.
You go through, sort it, and you try to remember where you got each piece.
I did that.
I did.
Oh, and then the trade.
Did your parents check to see who was poisoned?
Dude, not the South.
No, mine neither either. I gotta point out, there were so many rumors.
I got popcorn from the house down the street. They just bought their own popcorn.
I've gotten Halloween popcorn.
Yeah. I just have to point out to the listeners that currently Brian's eating candy. He's eating Fun Dip.
Appropriate.
And his mouth is blue.
His teeth are blue.
Blue as the day is long. Yeah. It is July.
Hey, LP. What up, bitch?
he just stuck his tongue out at him.
And it's blue.
Also blue. Yeah.
I just remembered a dumb candy story from early high school. My first girlfriend, so I was 16, I think.
Let's call her Roger.
Let's call her Roger.
So
Rogerella.
Roger and I had started dating. We'd been dating like 3 weeks at that point. So like, you know, I hadn't dated anybody before. I don't know what Roger wants.
What age are you and Roger?
Only one thing.
I'm sorry. What
age are you?
I think we're just both 16 at that point. But this is 16-year-old Tins. Like, I don't know what I am doing with the opposite sex at all. So I tried to do something nice, and the thing I ended up doing, because I couldn't think of anything better, was I went to the Fannie Mae store, like, 3 blocks from my house, and I'm like, I'm going to get something cool, something nice.
That's a good start.
Yeah, it's a good start until you see the 2-pound bar of chocolate that's, like, It's a brick of chocolate. It's awesome to me. It's not awesome when you give it to the girl that you've been dating like 3 weeks, and she's like, and it went to Roger, and Roger's like, oh, what is this? What am I going to do with this? And it like every time I did something, every time there was some sort of gift giving situation, it was like, well. It's better than that 2-pound brick of chocolate that you got, which we ended up keeping for, she must have had it like 6 months, because unbeknownst to me, I guess she was not a chocolate eater at all, so it's not like she would really go out of her way to eat it.
This has been Tins Does a Mark Musinski Story.
I do. You know what? I just remembered my last...
Mark, you didn't let me finish the part at the end of my story where my dog Copper's head falls off.
Did you turn it into a cookie jar afterwards?
Okay, Mark, I'll toss it out to you.
I remember the last house I ever went to, the last time I trick-or-treated.
I can't fucking believe it.
I can't wait for you to one-up my sad sex story.
I can't believe this.
No, so we go to this house.
Thank God.
And we were like a little bit older, so we were going after hours, because we thought it would, you know, it's technically illegal, but we thought we'd clean up on the extra candy.
What's
people
after
had.
Hours, like 10:30?
No, it was 8 in Palatine.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah, I know. It was, like, barely dark. So we get to this house, and it's really close to mine, you know, so it's like, we knew we were coming to the end. And this guy enters the door, just drunk off of his ass, just completely wasted. And he's like, you guys are old for trick-or-treating. And we're like, yeah, but you probably have some leftover candy. And he's like, no, I gave it all away. So, you know, we're ready to close up and go home, and he's like, hold on a second.
Oh, no.
I remember when I used to trick-or-treat. This one time, and he's like slurring and like supporting himself
story
on the door.
Someone telling a story.
So he tells that us a sad. Story. He tells us a whole story about how he trick or treated. And he trick or treated into a mafia wedding.
What?
So
what?
Like there was this mafia family was having a wedding on Halloween, and they apparently everyone else in the neighborhood knew this was like a mafia family, and you don't go there. But so they rang the doorbell. No one answers, obviously, because they're all in the backyard. Having the wedding reception, but this guy, when he was a child, went around back to the mafia wedding, and they thought it was so funny at the mafia wedding that they gave him candy and $50. And so then, so this guy finishes telling us this whole story, and he's like, "Ugh, that was so great when I was." Hold on. And he gives us each $20.
Nice.
What? That's not a sad sex story.
No.
That is opposite.
That's it. We're never trick-or-treating again.
This has been Mark Tells a Tin Story.
I remember that forever.
That's badass. I wonder if he got that money by murdering people and selling drugs.
Well, if he murdered somebody, then he would be put in jail, and he would owe a debt to society.
Well, if that debt was $10,000 or more in credit card debt, legal helpers' debt resolution would be able to negotiate down that debt.
There you go.
Into much more manageable payments.
It's been 24, but we got it.
Yeah, man. So, legal helpers' debt resolution.
If I wanted to contact them, how would I do that?
Well, you'd want to call them and tell them that Octavarius sent you. Blast, hey, Matt, what's that number in the tone of the jingle?
I hate you guys.
It's a heart and soul.
It's a preface.
866 9632354. Legal helpers, that resolution. LegalHelpersDR.com.
LegalHelpersDR.com. I'm going to go there and settle my debt right as we're done podcasting.
Wow, Chris, I didn't know you had a lot of debt.
Why are you talking to us like that?
I've got tons of debt. I'm so fucked.
You know what, Chris? I feel like you're going to jump on online so fast, you're almost going to pop onto your computer. Yeah. Oh, no. Much like our beloved snack and unaware sponsor, Pop Chips. Not baked, not fried, just deep inside your stomach.
You really ought to do some basic research before you plug these.
You know, I love variety. Is it Pop Chips only one flavor?
Oh, heavens no. In fact, their normal flavor isn't very good.
It's really not. But their sour cream and onion kind of sucks.
But
the cheddar bacon is amazing.
That doesn't
I like the sour cream and onion.
Cheddar bacon.
And the barbecue.
There's barbecue.
And salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper. There's a host of delicious flavors from Pop Chips to you. Remember, they're popped sort of like corn, heat and pressure, and they pop up. So they have a unique texture, familiar only to Pop Chips. And let me just tell you one more thing, people. Pop Chips. They'll go in your mouth, and then you'll say, wowie.
All right.
What? It's kind of jingle.
Are we ending? We got to wrap up this podcast because of time. Do we really have to end on that tagline?
I hope so. All right, you're right. I'll give you a better one.
Okay.
Pop Chips. You'll see them on TV soon.
That's better.
That's great.
Lauren Imony is Tonks from Harry Potter.
That was terrible.
Nothing to do with Lauren.
Wait,
what?
What? Fuck Lauren?
What?
You know, shut up. I have one treasure.
Way to go, Lauren.
You have been wearing earmuffs for the last half hour.
I have one treasure for the listeners at home. For those of you who ever watched Mystery Science Theater 3000, you'll know that the robots are made out of toys. And the robot head of Tom Servo is a bubblegum machine. I took it upon myself, my junior year of high school, to make a Tom Servo head. So I scoured all the candy stores I could find on the internet and finally found the exact model.
Awesome.
I ordered it, I rigged up the mouth system to work as the puppet, and I painted the beak of it silver. And I had a working puppet Tom Servo head, and that's made entirely out of candy parts.
Sweet.
Why don't we have that here?
It got broken somehow, and now it's not here. It broke before we even moved from Tennessee.
In a fire.
What a great note to end
on. Yay!
Yeah!
That was a Mark Musinski star right there.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the podcast on all things candy.
Fucking candy.
Well, and
answer your question, Carolyn. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Carolyn.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Thanks, Carolyn. Thank you, Carolyn.
Yep.
I'll see you at home.
All right, everybody, keep checking back every Monday for the next podcast. Have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everybody.
Bye!
Octavarius.com.